recent spread of the new coronavirus in the United States.
Robert Redfield's director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. This new patient is married to a Chicago woman who got sick after a trip to Wuhan, China. America's listening to Fox News.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Corrections officials say Holman Prison in Atmore will be largely shut down because of ongoing infrastructure and sewage issues. Officials say maintenance crews were struggling to maintain sewer and electrical systems housed beneath the main prison building. 617 inmates will now be moved to other state prisons. Governor Kay Ivey says she tripped over her dog Tuesday night and fractured her shoulder. A spokesperson says she'll be wearing a sling as she recovers, but the injury will not impact her duties as governor. And Op City schools will be closed Thursday and Friday because of an increase in flu cases in students and staff. Extracurricular activities have also been canceled. While closed, the schools will be cleaned and sanitized. Classes resume on February 3rd. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Great Clips is having a great grand opening because at Great Clips, it's gonna be great. And that means everything, your haircut, the price, even their grand openings. So come to the new Great Clips located at 7747 East Chase Parkway in front of Best Buy. In celebration of their grand opening, they're offering $6.99 haircuts for a limited time. Help celebrate by stopping in today for a $6.99 haircut at Great Clips East Chase in front of Best Buy. Great Clips, it's gonna be great.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. On a Thursday, thumbs up Thursday. See a law enforcement officer, give them a big thumbs up. Let's see here. We got more news we got to get into. Oh, by the way, 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing. What's in that gift basket? Well, it's $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market, who, by the way, has a Dan Morris Show Super Bowl special. Boston Butt, you must pre-order it. 280 Farm, $25. Everybody, to a person who's gotten that Boston Butt for $25, says it is a deal. It's a high quality, very large Boston Butt. You will be the head of the party. If you are hosting a group or you have family, get it, get some buns, and just have a great time. I tell you what, it is, they are awesome. Absolutely awesome. I may do it just to say I've done it.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to Newt. Newt is going to be talking about, this is not an inquiry. This is an impeachment trial, and that's where the Dems have messed up.
Jay Sekulow said today, Mr. Speaker, in the Clinton impeachment proceeding, the witnesses that actually gave deposition testimony were witnesses that had either been interviewed by deposition in the House proceedings, grand jury proceedings, and it was specifically, you know, those same people. New witnesses were not being called. Why would any Republican in the Senate want to break that precedent?
Look, I don't think there's any real reason to have any new people come in. That violates the whole point. This is not an inquiry into what happened in Ukraine. This is an impeachment trial. And in an impeachment trial, there's a very simple question. Are the allegations rising to the level that you would deprive the American people of the person they elected as president? Now, I don't think a single one of the Republicans believes that Donald Trump is going to be convicted. So I think it is an absolute game for any of them to vote yes to have more witnesses, because the witnesses aren't going to change anything. This is not an impeachable offense. We have a very good way of solving it. It's called an election, as you pointed out. In 279 days, the real jury, the American people, will get to decide. My hunch is they're going to reelect Trump by an amazing margin. But what Schiff said the other day was very chilling. He said, we can't let this up to the voters, because he's such an arrogant elitist. He thinks he's more important than the American people. And that's what's at stake here. And I would hope that after they think about it, that not a single Republican will vote to have any more witnesses.
Not a single Republican is a hit prediction. Actually, I think that you may not only have all the Republicans, but I think you may have a couple of Democrats that are out here. Manchin, when you'll hear him in a little bit, he is clearly a problem for some of these folks. Let's go to our good friend Bud. Bud, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing today?
I am good, good, good.
Wonderful. I want to just take the show in a totally different direction.
You go anywhere you want to. You've got that latitude with me.
Thank you. I want to announce the birth of my granddaughter, Jessie McNeil, about 20 minutes ago.
Congratulations, granddaddy.
Thank you. Thank you. My first granddaughter, my second grandchild. So just here at Jackson Hospital, just took some wonderful pictures of her and everything. And just
is mom doing well?
Oh, doing very well. Yes, indeed. Yes,
good.
Indeed. So everything's a bless. I might have to try and bring you a pink cigar.
As long as bubblegum, I'm good.
Okay. Not a problem, gentlemen. That's all I wanted to call up.
Congratulations, bud. I'm glad mom is doing well and baby is doing well.
Thank you, sir. You have a blessed day.
Thank you. That's great news.
Big moment.
And it is. Good time to be born in life here. That kind of February time frame. Partial to that myself. Let's listen in on Newt on Bolton.
I want to replay what Bolton said about the president's conversations with President Zelensky. He sounds just like the way Donald Trump described him. Warm, cordial, and they were congratulatory, and he and the president spoken twice. And, well, let me play this tape, because I think this is all we need to hear from John Bolton.
We'll be meeting President Zelensky. He and President Trump have already spoken twice. President called to congratulate President Zelensky on his election and then on his success in the parliamentary election. They were very warm and cordial calls. We're hoping that they'll be able to meet in Warsaw and have a few minutes together, because the success of Ukraine, maintaining its freedom, its system of representative government, a free market economy, free of corruption, and dealing with the problems of the Donbass and the Crimea are high priorities here, obviously, but high priorities for the United States as well.
And he said, Mr. Speaker, free of corruption, and he saw nothing wrong with the call there. It was very clear, and the four facts never change. Maybe whatever Donald Trump said, they did nothing, they announced nothing. He didn't ask them to do anything, because they told us he didn't ask for anything. Why are we even here?
Well, we shouldn't be here. That's the whole point. I think that there was a pretty good grounds for having the Senate literally reject the entire proposal the day it came across. And I thought the arrogance and the dishonesty of both Schiff and Nadler in lecturing the senators on what their duty was, which, by the way, is about as dumb a thing you can do as insult the jury, which is what they did. And I think that the result has been that they've even further alienated the Republican senators. And I think they have now weakened their position with a number of other Democrats. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see a bipartisan majority, not just Republicans, but a number of Democrats vote that the president's not guilty. It's not impeachable.
I love Newt.
Yeah.
Newt's spot on. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you doing today?
I am really, really, really good.
Well, I went to the doctor and was talking to him the other day, and we have concluded that I have PTSD.
Why? Where did that come from?
Well, we talked, and I told him some things that were going on and dreams that I was having and stuff, and he announced that I had it, and I looked at him, and I said, I think you're right. Pretty tired of these stupid Democrats.
I knew there was a punchline in there somewhere, which is why I got it teed up for you there.
You know, the Democrats have fussed about Trump was trying to hurt Biden's chances of being elected and how unfair this was that he did all this with the Ukraine. Let me ask you something. How fair is it for Elizabeth Warren, who is a senator, and some of the other senators to be able to vote on impeachment? Is it just me, or does that seem like a kind of a fupa in their plan? I mean, they're going to vote on whether to impeach a sitting president, and they're a presidential candidate?
Yeah, the thing is, it's not, you know, people think trial and like a normal trial. This is not a normal trial. They sit as jury, as senators, and all the stuff that comes along with the world of senator comes with that seat.
Yeah, I think if they were smart, they would excuse themselves and say, you know, we're not going to be a part of this. We're going out on the campaign trail.
Well, they actually have to. They're mandated to be there. They must be there.
Well, they have to be there, but they don't have to vote. I wouldn't think.
Well, the earliest the vote could come would be tomorrow, but it will probably, they'll probably have the witness vote on Saturday, and they may have the acquittal Saturday afternoon.
So how do you think those votes will go now?
Right now, I think on witnesses, I think it will probably be 50. Well, it depends on how it's worded. If it's worded in the tone of the witnesses with parity, then I think that may get a higher vote here. But if it's talking about just witnesses in general, then the vote will probably be 52 to 48, maybe 53 to 47, maybe 54 to 46. But I don't think it'll go anywhere.
Lindsey Graham has already said that if there's a vote for witnesses and it's positive that they're going to have witnesses, that there's going to be a lot of witnesses called.
Yep.
I would think that would probably tend to make the Democrats go, maybe we don't really want these witnesses.
Well, what they're going to try is a maneuver of saying that we want John Roberts to decide whether the witnesses are needed and are part of the impeachment process. In other words, not bringing in, they're trying to get Hunter Biden and Joe Biden out of the mix, out of this thing. And they're trying to get John Roberts to make the decision. The problem is when you read the rules of impeachment, Roberts is merely an administrative judge. He can be overruled by 51 senators. I don't care what he says. They can overrule him with 51 votes.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think it's going to come down pretty close, but I think they will not have witnesses. And there for a while, I was really hoping they would have witnesses. But this stuff has drug on so long now, they need to put this baby to bed.
Yeah, let me tell you, there are going to be witnesses. It's not going to be in an impeachment trial. It's going to be in a Senate committee.
Well, that could be interesting.
It will definitely be interesting. But that's where Lindsey Graham's going. I think Burr is kind of getting on board on this whole thing, that some of this needs to be investigated. But certainly Lindsey Graham is going to do his part. If Burr would do his and the Intel Committee, and Johnson understands on board, and he's on the Foreign Relations Committee, though, if those three come to pull together, then I think you've got something.
What do you think Newt Romney is going to do on all this?
I think Romney saw his poll numbers that came out last night, where 64% of the people think that Romney should not vote for impeachment or witnesses. 64% in Utah, the state he represents.
Will be interesting.
And let me tell you, another guy that's getting hurt right now is Adam Schiff. And is Adam Schiff representing the district? And he's almost a 70% no. That is amazing.
I would assume that means that how they vote is going to probably indicate whether they get reelected or not.
Well, what happens is if you're going to take Schiff out, you're going to have a Republican take him out, unless there's a Democrat that can take him out. But there used to be a Republican seat, I guess, 20 years ago, and he's took it out, and the person lost it because they were an impeachment manager against Clinton. And can a Republican come in and take it back because of what Adam Schiff has done? A lot of discussion going on about that.
Well, that'll be interesting. Well, thanks for letting me have my 2 cents worth.
You are welcome. We'll give you a penny change back.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. Dan Moore Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See the law enforcement officer. Give them a big thumbs up, also known as TGIF Eve. Going to be back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400. Come and get
it like your own. When's the best time to make something happen for your small business? Right now. Say hello to the Right Now sale from Vistaprint, where you can get up to 50% off almost everything. It's the perfect time to try a fresh new look with postcards, banners, labels, and stickers, and much, much more. Want to build a better brand? Why wait for later when Vistaprint can help you own the now? The Right Now sale ends January 31st, so head to Vistaprint.com to get up to 50% off everything. Just use promo code SAVEBIG. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code SAVEBIG.
Discount cannot be applied to upgrades, shipping, and processing.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just going to...
going to stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.272-9228, that's where we are. Let's pick up this Joe Manchin interview that was on Fox. Manchin, everybody's been talking about a fair trial. Listen to Manchin.
What did you learn today, if anything? Has anything today in your Q&A, and you asked a question today, did it change your opinion on anything?
Well, no, it just give us some clarity. There's some discrepancies that came back. If you heard basically the first two or three days of the prosecution from the House and the defense from the president. I think both of them were compelling. Both of them were articulate. They'd done their job. They did their homework and presented them well. But there were some contradictions going on, and we wanted to make sure. So I think the questions that are being asked is to get clarity to that. Tomorrow should help immensely. Then we'll see where we go. And the witness is a big thing. You know, I really believe that, and I think you know that I feel witnesses are needed. And also documents that are pertaining to the charges brought against the president. Because at one time, I heard the president say, and I agreed with him, that he said, I don't think I can get a fair trial over on the House. I need a fair trial. I want witnesses. And I think he should get a fair trial. And the Senate is where the trial will be.
Good job, Joe Manchin there. Joe Manchin's kind of lays it out. Probably not with it. No Democrat talking points. It's just Joe Manchin talking points. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jenny B. Jenny B, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thanks, Dan.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just tired of the impeachment talk.
Well, my dear, I believe it's about to be over this phase.
Well, I sure
now,
have
it doesn't. That means it's going to not start again. But then this this is about to have a quick death there.
I'm really surprised that Schiff's comments the other day of the voters, not wanting the voters to have a say.
Right.
He didn't trust the voters.
Yeah, because Trump is going to cheat.
Right. I just can't believe there wasn't more rebuttal to that, you know, from the people. I mean, yeah, we're upset about it, and we can't believe he said it, but I haven't heard that on the news at all, you know, just like everything else, but.
Yeah,
I did want to tell you.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just, the reason I called really was to tell you that I had lunch at Sweet Creek today.
What'd you have?
I had the barbecue sliders, which is my go-to now.
Oh, man.
So you brought
some back
salad.
For Joey and I.
Right.
No, I'm not too far from you guys. I should have called you before I left. But
Joey,
I got two jars of what? Tomato relish and a jar of green tomato relish.
Ooh.
And right now I'm having dessert. I'm eating peanut brittle.
Ooh.
And it's delicious.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so
it's like my grandmother used to make.
So what are you going to put the jelly on?
It's not jelly. It's relish like.
Oh, really? Oh, like for collards and things.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I've had their corn spicy relish on collards. It is really good.
That sounds good.
It really is. Matter of fact, I went at my house at somebody else's, and they were cooking. I almost got it. Can I have the rest of that jar? Because it would be great to put in a bag with chicken and then cook on a grill.
Ooh.
I know.
That would be delicious. But I tell Karen, they've got to expand. The dining room was slammed. I ended up eating on the front porch, which was wonderful.
Oh, yeah, beautiful day for it.
And it's a nice day, so I enjoyed that. But they're really growing by leaps and bounds. So, and there's good reason. It's just good products and good people.
So you've been there before?
Yes, many times.
Good. Okay, so did you
tell? I hope that I'll win that basket.
Are you in this week?
I don't think so.
Well, the only way you can win is you got to play. So, Jenny B, give me your month and day of birth.
7/18. 7/18, okay.
You're in, Jenny B.
Thank you.
Okay, don't forget now, if you're doing a Super Bowl gig, they've got the Boston Butt on sale for $25.
Very seriously contemplating that.
Okay, you have to call 280 Farm.
The last one I had was wonderful.
Oh, really? How many people did it feed?
There was absolutely no waste. My husband, I can't even tell you how many meals my husband and I ate off of that.
If it's just the two of you, I mean, you two did eat that for a while.
There is no waste. I mean, when I deboned it and shredded it, I'm like, I might have had a half a cup of fat that I throw away and the bone.
Oh, God, don't throw away the fat.
I'm not going to eat that. It's fatty enough. It's fatty enough without eating the actual fat.
But Jenny B., thank you.
Really enjoy your show.
Thank you. When I did one, I had people over. Mm-hmm. I think there were five. And then I had some left. I ate on a little while. Then I started bagging it up. Giving it to people. Jenny B., thanks for the telephone call, my dear.
Thank you.
Hey, by the way, let me ask you a question. When do we do the drawing?
Tomorrow, between 2 and 3.
2:30 and 2:45.
Okay.
What's in that gift basket?
Anything I want to put in it.
Up to $60 worth.
And I'm quite excited about that.
And you do not have to ask permission from your husband to do anything. You don't anyhow, right?
That's awesome. That's
Jenny B., right. thanks for the telephone call, my dear, and thanks for the kind words for Sweet Grape. Let me go to a break. Brenda, Smoking Otis, coming back to you.
The Dan Morris Show.
Coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When you make the decision to sell your home, what should you look for in a real estate agent? Someone who communicates well with you, an agent who is engaged from start to finish, one with experience, knowledge, and proven results?
We're Paul and Christy Miller with Wallace and Moody Realty, and we can promise you all that and more. If you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, Lightstream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. After more than 100 written questions yesterday, senators are now asking more of both sides arguing President Trump's impeachment case. Colorado Democrat Jason Crow says about subpoenas issued by the House during impeachment.
It's time that we actually see that information so we can get to the bottom of what actually happened.
Jay Sekulow is asked how much weight senators should give to the fact that it's an election year.
I think that this does a disservice
to the American people.
It's the second and final day for these questions. Tomorrow we expect to vote on whether there will be witnesses. There's a sixth case now in the United States of a new coronavirus spreading in China.
CDC is announcing the first instance of person-to-person spread of the new coronavirus in the United States.
Robert Redfield's director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. This new patient is married to a Chicago woman who got sick after a trip to Wuhan, China. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have just a great day underway. Sunshine will continue to dominate, and we'll warm up. I think we'll be in the low to mid 60s this afternoon. Not bad for the end of January, right? Clouds increasing tonight. Chance of a shower in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature 45. Tomorrow, showers are likely. Mid 50s for a high. Saturday, I think we're dry. Rain chances are not quite zero, but close enough. High temperature up to about 60. Super Bowl Sunday looks beautiful. Sunshine, high 66. I think we'll be near 70 Monday and dry. Showers returning Monday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Is where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Brenda. Brenda, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you. I'm calling to say I used to watch Good Afternoon Montgomery all the time, but anybody, I mean, y'all might be Republicans, I don't care, but anybody that calls in that station and says anything about a Democrat, he says they're stupid and all this. But look, Democrats are not stupid. There's two parties. In Russia, there's one. In America, there's two parties, and everybody ought to respect each other because together we're going to unite. And you know how that old saying, and what Trump done, I don't care what anybody says, is wrong. And I mean, and there's Jones is going with the Republicans, but he ought to be a Republican if he don't like the way Democrats do things. And I'm sorry that y'all are Republicans, but somebody ought to put Joe Hagel off the damn air, because that's all he is a Republican and going for Republicans.
Joey, can you feel the unity?
Yeah.
Unity here.
I feel like we're all Americans here, Brenda.
We're all Americans.
Well, I mean, Joe Hagel, and he's always talking about how stupid Democrats are, and we're stupid if anybody says anything about them. Well, right. You know, that's not right.
But we don't do that here.
Oh, you know, well, good. That's good, because look, my daddy was a Democrat, and he died for this country in World War II. So, you know, that says that we're united, isn't it? Or else you're saying my daddy died for nothing.
Okay. Brenda, thanks for the telephone call.
All right.
Keep that unity going, girl. Do you think we're written in some bathroom somewhere? Or number in a, they don't have phone booths anymore.
Well, and I tried to make the distinction, Dan, so do you, I know, where it's like,
but I was feeling the unity.
Oh, I know, but I can't stand Adam Schiff. But the average person, most of the time, I don't really hold it against somebody for their political persuasion. Now, we might get in an argument, whatever, but most of my animosity goes to, like, Adam Schiff and Jer Bear and, you know, actual politicians that are playing the game, not your everyday, you know, rank and file person.
Yep.
It depends, though.
You can draw your line on that.
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, we can say, you know, use the old terminology. Some of my best friends are Democrats.
Right, and, you know, sometimes people call up and they want to be ugly, so they're gonna get reciprocity, so to speak.
Well, I was feeling her unity.
Oh, I
know. She wanted unity, and she was had it on full display.
Kumbaya.
Yeah. Let's go to Smokin' Otis. Smokin' Otis?
Yeah.
Are you feeling united today? Are you feeling
kumbaya,
unity today?
Kumbaya.
There you go.
Man, I tell you what. Anyway, I ain't going to touch it. I ain't going to touch that one, brother. But, man, it's a pretty day out here.
I know. You're talking to two guys in the attic now. Why are you doing that?
Well, I wish you'd get out here and take a little peek at it every now and then.
I know. I kind of like the idea of doing the show from Joey's convertible.
Yeah,
and have the police chase us.
There you go. Mobile, I'm talking about. Look, Dano, you know, every time I listen to you, man, I just get hungrier and hungrier and hungrier, especially you and Jenny talking about the tomato relish up there.
Mm. Ooh,
my goodness. Yeah. Well, I'm wondering what's on old Dano's Super Bowl menu this week.
That is a great question, and it's going to be a little bit different. Of course, there's going to be steak involved. Of course, mm-hmm. there are going to be peppers involved. But I'm kind of going into a little bit different. You know, I'm going to go. I've already got the guacamole already lined up. I've got the queso. I've got the salsa. But I'm thinking about having some little fajitas that I do with a little bit of steak on the side, but that really good chicken, and use a thigh,
yeah.
marinate it, make it super juicy, and do that as kind of a teaser. Like when we're watching the pregame and some of the commercials. You know, they're knocking off Mr. Planters.
Oh, wait,
yeah,
the Mr. Peanut?
Mr. Peanut.
He died.
Talk about a kumbaya moment.
There you go.
Yeah, I grew up with old Mr. Planter Peanut, brother.
Yeah, he goes back to, 1905 or something? He's
long,
he's
long
old.
Time ago. He's an old fella.
I didn't know you could eat a peanut that was older than five.
Yeah, he ought to have been done cracked up by now.
There you go.
Anyway, Dan, how about throwing my name off in the drawing this week?
Smoking Otis, it would be a pleasure and an honor. Give me your month and day of birth.
Yes, sir. 5'10". Joey over there knows that one.
I actually already have you in as soon as you called. I knew.
Well,
I
knew your mind. You knew where it was going, huh?
I was
going
to erase it if you didn't say anything, but I assume you're going to bring it up.
You knew I would, Joey. Look, man, you know, smoke one of them things for me and grill it up, tune it up, boil it up, and everything else, Dino.
You got it, Smoking Otis. You have a great day.
Yes, sir. You too now.
Ta-ta.
Thanks much.
Bye. Yeah, I mean, I've been doing, we'll get back into this other side. I've been doing a little research on the internet and coming up with fun stuff.
Yeah.
There's some neat dishes that are out there. I mean, people, I don't like the complicated where, you know, go buy freshly ground cilantro. And you can go to Food World and get that if you want to. I like simple, basic. Give me 3-4 ingredients, put them together, and give me a great taste.
Exactly. So you're not doing duck confit anytime soon.
No.
So get an air compressor and sneak it under the skin of the duck and release it from the rest of the duck.
There you go.
Goodness.
Let's go back to Joe Manchin. We're going to be talking about witnesses and his impeachment vote.
Now, you know, opening the door to witnesses obviously opens the door to Republicans and the Republican side calling witnesses. Today, sure. You were asked whether Hunter Biden was relevant. You said yes. That got pushback from Chuck Schumer and a whole bunch of your Democratic colleagues. You still feel that way?
Well, here's the thing I've said, Brett. I want to make sure I clarify this. The clarity is yes, the Republicans have a right to call witnesses. If the Democrats call two witnesses, shouldn't Republicans have a right to call two or four and four, whatever they agree on? Now, what they might not agree on, well, this person's not relevant because it really is not the person, whether it's the Bidens or somebody else. Well, you know what? My opinion was my opinion. But there should be somebody, and I would think the Chief Justice Roberts should be that person when there's a discrepancy should they be valid to be a witness because they have pertinent information that would be contributing to whether the president is convicted on the two articles of impeachment or acquitted. That's all I had said, and that's what I still feel
would be fair. If the vote comes down and Republicans manage to get the votes to prevent witnesses, could you consider a vote to acquit in that scenario?
The whole thing makes it difficult. It's just so hard to have a fair trial. I've never been a juror. I've never been called to jury duty in my entire life. So this is something new to me, but it's so fascinating. And I take this extremely serious. This is very, very serious charges. And it's the thing that there's no legislator should want to be setting for an impeachment of any president.
So yes, you could consider a vote to acquit?
I have everything open. I have not made my mind up. I am impartial. I want to wait until this whole process is over, and I will make a mind up then.
Interesting. Manchin's heading out of the White House. I mean, he's doing... If there was not this schism between the Republicans and Democrats, that's what both Republicans and Democrats would be talking about. Let's go to the phones and go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. How are you today?
Well, I'm apologetic. I guess I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was so far behind on the app because I was hearing smoking. You know, just called in when I clicked over and then jumped to this clip. And I hate to back over you, but... Go back to her calling a while ago and the unity and what, because a lot of new people are starting to listen. They you know what I mean? And some people are hungry for the truth, and some people are just don't want to get hurt. You know, they don't want to. You don't want to be on the losing side of things. And but the thing I had to say to her is, no matter what you find out, if you stay here, and I please stay here on this station. But what, I mean, and one way or the other. We're gonna find out the truth. I don't care if this reveals at the end of Donald Trump's era, or if it's in a book that you know, somebody might be right. And I'm just always remember this, like, man, your daddy died for his brothers and sisters beside him. No matter what you find out, no matter if you're around when you find out the whole truth and nothing but the truth, your daddy died for his brothers and sisters beside him, because. It's everything you know what I mean? We ain't, but the unity, we got to have it. And for us to defeat what's coming down the pipe, we got to stand together. Even, and you got to understand where, I know what you're talking about, where he said stupid. You got to understand where he's coming from, too. We got to start looking at other folks. I mean, he's coming from a place where he's been following politics 10 years, man. And he's, you know, he dug stuff up, and that TV is the devil. I mean, I'm just telling you, no different than what's his name told his mama. Anyway, it's the devil, and you got to understand that them people look good up there in front of the TV. They do. I mean, how they come across the people. You know what I mean? The clips that they cut out. It's working, and it's in your voice right now that it's working. But I promise you, this is where you need to start. This man right here, he's gonna break these clips down if you listen. And people are on their feelings like you are. They have feelings, but they're coming from a different side, and nobody wants to be nobody wants to be the one who said that they were fed a bunch of lies and they bought it. Nobody wants that. I don't. You don't. Your brother, you know, your daddy ain't that way. That ain't what he died for. But if you honestly believe me and you honestly believe in unity, you give me 3 years. If this man did not reveal it, I promise you, you'll find it right here on this station. Thank
you. Randall, thanks for the call and the kind words.
Yes, sir.
Under the category of two disjointed calls. Joe Manchin. Let's go back to him. Joe Manchin, West Virginia voted 70% for Trump and feels the same, and the West Virginians feel the same about not impeaching Trump. This is how he answers this.
Where you come from, West Virginia, seems to be making its mind up. You know, back in 2016, voted for President Trump by about 70%. And the recent polls that we can find on this issue of impeaching and removing the president, it's about the same, opposing removing the president, about 70% of West Virginians. Could you convict the president, vote to convict the president, and look at your constituents and say, I understand you have a vote in 9 months, but I've determined it's so egregious, I need to kick him out of office now.
Brett, here's the thing. Basically, my responsibility I take serious, and I think the people that know me for a long time, I've been in West Virginia for a long time, been elected to many many positions to represent the great state and the wonderful people of West Virginia, a governor for two terms, and then here for almost 10 years now. They expect me to do what's fair and what's right, and I have to be able to go home and explain it. I've said this, if I can't explain it, I sure can't vote for it. If it makes sense and I can explain it, then I can. That's why I've been waiting to see all of the evidence. I haven't been quick to judgment. Anybody who's prejudged the president one way or another, no person is above the law, and everybody is innocent until proven guilty. And that's the rule of law, and that's what I've been standing.
Sorry for the cutoff. Fox was like over the top with the interruption today, particularly Martha McCollum. Let's continue on with Joe Manchin here and holding back of aid and foreign interference.
Republicans say, one, the aid was released, flowed out on time.
Sure.
Two,
but it got out.
Well, it got out within the deadline. There was a meeting at the UN with the president of Ukraine. No announcement was made on investigations of the Bidens or Burisma ever. And the Ukrainians, including the Ukrainian president, said they didn't feel any pressure. Considering those things, understanding the presentations you've seen so far, if you get to Friday and there are no witnesses, considering those stipulations, can you vote to convict?
Let me give you one more scenario, Brett. Is that basically we know that that Ukraine is fighting Russian aggression, and that's the main purpose for us in NATO and our allies. They're fighting Russian aggression. You have a new president who has no political experience whatsoever coming in. That person comes in, Zelensky, and basically he's talking to the superpower of the world, the most powerful person. And I'm sure that basically he's needing this very much, and I'm very appreciative of the president. 2017, 2018 has been very clear. Gave them lethal weapons, the Javelin, to protect themselves. That was great. I was always for that. But then this assertion has been made. So we have to make sure that we uncover every stone, every cover. You cannot be involved. We cannot allow foreign entities to be involved. That's the purpose of who we are as a country.
Let's go to a break, coming back to Red Top right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again. To tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun. And I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Tide. Red Tide, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
It is just beautiful. It's about time. I tell you, after 2 months, I finally finished this house on Lake Jordan because it's been raining for a month and a half.
So it's pretty up at the lake, huh?
Oh, it's gorgeous. Golly, got a short pants t-shirt on, but it's about 65 degrees.
Well.
So you'll enjoy it once you get out there. May I say, the lady who called earlier who was talking about having such great unity, I had a very similar situation happen to me the other day with a Democrat. And I was actually in a glass company, and I'd seen the lady many times, and I said something about Donald Trump, and her eyes just got kind of fire red, and she started getting into Donald Trump, how immoral was and all this kind of stuff, and she said, "You Republicans are always so angry."
and she clenches her fist.
And she clenches her teeth and looks at me with a really Charles Manson-ist look, you know what I mean? "You Republicans are always so angry." And I'm going, "I'm very happy Donald Trump's in office." Well, he probably didn't like that part either, but amazing how angry these Democrats are. I didn't have this sense of anger with Barack Obama and the Democrats. I did not agree with them. I was very frustrated, but I didn't have this psychotic anger. I feel it's very unbalanced. I don't know what to think about these people, Dan. They're unbalanced, don't you think?
I think people take this way too seriously, and I'm not sure that I've got this thing on focus group in Pennsylvania that I think you'll find very interesting. But excuse me, I think that it's kind of like their world is going to get undone by Trump, and if you are a big government Democrat, it is getting undone by Trump.
Oh yeah, it got undone big time and real fast, and they're in a state of shock. PTSD is what these people got, like your previous caller a few minutes ago. But they've got the real thing, you know what I mean? They're taking this politics too serious, and it's my way or the highway. That's not the way the world works or this country works, so they're just going to have to get used to it. May I tell you one thing? I was at a customer's house Sunday, and they gave me this big old chunk of steak. And it was just like Big John's steak. What is that, the Mongolian or the, what did you call it? The Mugai or something?
Wagyu.
Yes, the guy that served it on the riverboat.
Yeah, it was Wagyu.
And I thought that's what it was. And you know what? It was deer meat. And I said, wow, I have never tasted deer meat that good. And
so what, do they smoke it or how do they prepare it?
He marinated it for 4 days, he said, and it looked like he just roasted it. But golly, Moses, it tasted just like that, and I've never had deer meat that tender.
If you bleed it out correctly and then you marinate it, you can get a really good flavor out of deer meat. To me, that's a lot of effort for now. You know, I can get a much quicker result by going someplace and buying a really good quality steak.
Oh, you're absolutely right. But these guys had more animal heads on the wall than John Wayne, I'll tell you that. Because I had to take them all off to paint the ceiling. So, lucky I didn't get poked by antlers. The impeachment's over. I watched tons of the questions yesterday. I got a good education on it. And it's over, guys. So, thank goodness. Roll Tide, go Trump, and we're going to be just fine, I do believe. Don't you think so?
I absolutely agree. I think that, now, barring something happening here, but you can tell by watching Joe Scarborough and some of these, Nicole Wallace and people like that, even Chuck Todd, they were really backing off things yesterday afternoon and this morning, and they realize they don't have the votes. They realized the American public is not with them. They spoke to the wrong audience. They could not convince the senators. They tried to convince the public to convince the senators. And sorry, didn't work.
Didn't work. And I heard an interview with Mike Pence this morning. They just finished the first 100 miles of the new fence, the border fence.
Yeah.
So Mike Pence, is, of course, he's a great guy. Maybe the best vice president we've had in a long time. I mean, he's cognizant. He's all over the place. I like Mike Pence a whole lot. So thank you, guys. Enjoy talking to you. Joey, get me in 12:13 if you can.
All right.
I appreciate it, fellas.
Thanks for your time. Can I fit in Sherry?
Yeah.
Sherry, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, thank you so much, sir.
Sure.
Hey, I just want to tell you, I work for the Barry Moore for Congress campaign, and I've been up in Montgomery, and I was about to head home, and the trash was everywhere up and down Taylor Road, and I was starting to put out a few signs, and I noticed there were a lot of other signs there, and you know, I just wanted to tell you, and I want to throw a little challenge out to everybody, because there's a lot of people campaigning at state levels, at federal levels, at county levels, city levels. When we're putting out signs, man, look around and try to make the place a little bit better. You know what I mean? Just look around. And it reminds me about our nation. Our nation is a mess. It is a mess. And it doesn't matter how it got there at this point. What we got to do is have people willing to stop and fix it and try and make it better. And I just felt like I wanted to call into your show and just kind of challenge everyone out there. These signs, you know, there's a lot of them out there right now. People probably are getting tired of seeing them all, but they help all the candidates. They really do. But man, those out there working these campaigns, if you see a bunch of trash, and this was over on Taylor Road, you know, those people, for the most part, they really take care of their stuff. And a lot of times I think people think, well, that's just not my job. And let me tell you something, when you work for Barry Moore, your job is to get something done. And I just wanted to call and just tell you that.
Sure,
A lot of people are waving at me and blowing their horn. It was awesome. There's great joy in knowing that you're serving people. And that's all I wanted to say.
Sherry, can I ask you a couple questions?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Did you hear my interview with him?
I'm sorry?
Did you hear my interview with Barry?
I did not. I was working. But I know that he was on there, and I heard that he did an extraordinary job, and we're so proud, super proud of him. He truly is the working man.
Very, very quickly, tell me about very quickly. Hold on. Very quickly, tell me about yourself.
Myself? Well, I've been working for Barry for several years. I worked for him when he was in the state house, and so, you know, I am one of these kind of super passionate people that I just know what the kind of work that we did to serve our constituents, you know, whether it be veteran issues or senior or elderly issues or, you know, when people reach out to their state representative or to their elected official, it's usually because they've gone everywhere else. And you know what? Somewhere down along the line, people have felt like it's an imposition to or inconvenient to our elected officials. And Barry's like, that's what I'm here for. That's what you elected me to do. And so, you know, we've been doing this for people for a long time, and we just love it. And we know at the federal level, we're going to be able to do so much more. And Barry really believes that if you
Sherry,
can't
Sherry,
from
let me,
power,
Sherry, 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 I'm up against the top of the hour break. Ask me to tell me about you, and you ended up telling me about Barry. Have a great day. Have fun. Campaigns
yes,
are great.
I
talk to you later. Bye.
We understand the passion, but we're up against the hard break.
News 93.1, Dan Morris Show, final hour, right after this.